So in this last video of the nutrition module, I want to share a few final tips that have helped me massively in raising my vibration through food. And some of these, you know, things might be new to you, so I'm excited to pass them on to you. So first of all, I want to talk about electrolytes and why these salts are actually crucial for your body. So we are essentially energy beings, and electrolytes are essential minerals that allow electricity and energy to flow through us. And this is vital for your vibration and your frequency. Examples of these salts are sodium, calcium, potassium, and your body, especially your muscles, they need these minerals to function. If they are imbalanced or they are lacking, you might experience weak muscles or cramps or fatigue or headaches or something like that. So what you have to know is that we lose electrolytes through sweat, urine, diarrhea, for example, or if we vomit. So you always want to replenish, you know, these electrolytes after illness, after sauna sessions or intense workouts. What you can do, for example, is you can add a pinch of sea salt to water, or Himalaya salt or something like that. But electrolyte powders, they work even better. And I'll list the ones I use below here in this video. I don't know if it's very helpful because it's actually a brand from the Netherlands, but I will search for a brand, you know, English one. Next tip that you want to do is you want to actually bless your food. And this might sound a little bit like woo-woo or something, but please try it. And you are going to feel the difference. In David Hawkins' book, like The Map of Consciousness Explained, and he also wrote this fantastic book, Power Versus Force, he notes that vibration rises when actions are done with love. And you can see it, for example, and he tested this. Factory-made food, for example, it calibrates around 188 to 200. Homemade food, for example, calibrates at 209. And blessed foods, they jump to 215. For example, supermarket bakery breads, they calibrate at 203 versus factory bread at 188. Cookies that are made for the family, they vibrate at 520. So small acts of love, they hold immense power. As Mother Teresa once said, she said, do small things with great love. So bless your meals, even prepackaged ones. But cooking with love for yourself and for others are going to amplify your vibration of food. Another tip, what you want to do is you want to make your food delicious and visually appealing. Because if you have like this saliva when you see your food, you know, it will just help you to better metabolize it. If you see your food as a chore, your vibration will drop. And so diets usually cause your vibration to lower. If you enjoy what you eat, even if it's not perfectly healthy, it's much better. So for example, I have found that I can tolerate gluten occasionally if I kind of like just, you know, eat it without any guilt or something, without any shame or whatever. But if I eat this cake with gluten and I'm going to think about it and I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't do this, and I eat it and I don't feel good about it, my stomach absolutely is going to, you know, crush me. What you also want to do is you want to walk after meals. And especially when you eat carbs, your blood sugar spikes and it's triggering insulin. And this leads to, for example, an energy crash afterwards. So a short post-meal walk is going to stabilize your blood sugar, and it's just going to minimize these spikes and energy swings. What you also want to do is you want to stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed. So you want to let your body fully digest before you sleep. And this improves sleep quality. And sleep quality is a cornerstone of high vibration, as we are going to cover later in a, you know, new module. Finally, you also want to filter your water. I myself use a Kangen filter. It's pretty expensive, but I will link it down below. But a Berkeley filter is a great starter option. You know, pure water keeps your body, you know, and it keeps your vibration pure. Again, I will share all the links to these recommended products that I use below. And I hope this module has been very valuable to you. Again, it is all maybe common sense, maybe not, but it helps immensely. And it's just that you want to do actually these things. Tomorrow, we are going to dive into sleep. It's also, again, a cornerstone of raising your vibration. For now, please enjoy your day, keep your vibe high, and I will see you soon.